2 Years by Road Trip Expert, read by Jax Longcoat, a Star Wars Andor fanfic. Tags include archive warning for major character death, Syntikos/Velsartha, grief and mourning, implied sexual content. Fel wonders if you can see someone else's life flashing before your eyes. She's seen hers once or twice. The blaster bolt that burnt the shell of her ear, the time she nearly drowned in coolant in the subcompartments of a mining vessel, her heart beating out of her chest on the ship from Aldani. She saw the ocean blue skies of her childhood, the marble countertops of her mother's kitchen, the slow simmering arguments, being young and so scared at Mon's wedding, her father in hospice and his yellow mouth, the university demonstrations she saw her future in, the red banners, learning how to shoot a submachine blaster, Cinta's brown braid in the morning sunlight. Now, time spreads long and thin out in all directions. She remembers Cinta crouching to harvest starch roots and sticking her tongue out between her lips. She remembers Cinta panting while Vel licked into her, the earthy smell, how the first time she made Cinta come she'd sworn in another language and kicked Vel's shoulder accidentally, and all of it had been on a blanket in their shelter, so Vel had a rock in her knee and she got a rash from some plant on her ass. She remembers Cinta's face when she came. She remembers how Cinta sometimes favored her right side and how she fixed a blaster with one eye squinted. She didn't like the smell of the yellow flowers on Aldani in spring because they reminded her of home. She remembers Cinta saying, "I'm not going to tell you everything, not for as long as we know each other. Some of it needs to live in me and die with me. I need some of it as fuel." They were sitting at the fire after everyone had left for bed, and they'd sat in silence for a very long time. Vel was savoring being alone together. They'd looked at the furnace crackling, the fugitive wooden structures collapsing into embers. Cinta said, "Also, I like looking at the stars, but I also like feeling big." Vel can't remember why she'd said that. The things that Cinta said that were cruel, too, she doesn't remember much of. She remembers the first time they met, when Cinta was a stranger and much younger than Vel thought she ought to be. She'd worn a green shirt and a green quilted jacket. Vel remembers shaking her hand and that she'd thought Cinta was pretty. She remembers Cinta's hand in hers when they walked into town for paltry medical supplies. She had heavy calluses on her palms. They rasped over Vel's. She remembers Cinta sucking the seeded meat out of a piece of fruit they'd bought. She remembers Cinta laughing at something Nemec said. She remembers laughing, too. It seems improbable now how much they laughed. She remembers the pair of brown pants that Cinta loved. She remembers Cinta mending them with a pin-light torch in her mouth. She remembers Cinta killing an Imperial with a knife. It had been very quiet. The long knife had gone in one side of the woman's neck and out the other. The blood leached out into the gray uniform. She remembers Cinta's hand tight around her arm as they fled. She remembers Cinta crying after a debriefing on the way back to a safe house, staring straight ahead, not a hitch in her breath, tears streaming down her face. She remembers Cinta staring at her on the dam, knowing that she could not ask for absolution or grace or instruction from Cinta, but that she would do whatever Vel told her to do. She remembers righteousness. She remembers practicing in the lake, what they do in the reservoir. She remembers Cinta's breasts in the cool dawn before she slipped into the wetsuit. Cinta said, "Can you get this?" And Vel did the clasps up Cinta's back and kissed the nape of her neck, and Cinta inhaled sharply. Vel remembers how Cinta's mouth was often cold when they kissed. She remembers Cinta looking at her while she had her fingers inside Vel, like she was amused and surprised. She remembers the feeling of falling asleep with her arms around Cinta and their bare feet muddled at the bottom of their hammock. She remembers Cinta saying, "I wish you were with me," when she was looking right at Vel. Cinta saying, "Skeen's cut is infected." Cinta asking, "Do you talk with your parents anymore?" like it was causing her great difficulty. Cinta asking for her mouth, for her fingers, for 5 more minutes of sleep. She remembers Cinta in front of her in the reservoir, the thud of her heart amplified by the water, and sensing something animal in herself that knew she was going to die one day, that knew the amniotic silence of this moment would soon be born into violence. She was a creature with a home, and it was this sleek swimmer, this woman. Fel had once believed that she was a revolutionary, but she was really some strange kind of fish. She wanted to go home. She remembers Cinta brushing her own hair and braiding Vel's hair when she was asked, her fingers gentle but firm on Vel's scalp. She remembers how she sometimes looked away when Cinta looked at her. She remembers the shape and sense of Cinta's face in the dark wires of her hair illuminated in their banked fire. She remembers whispering together. She remembers Cinta saying, "I'm going to go for as long as I can." She remembers Cinta changing from nightclothes, how she always did this much faster than Vel, and the rush of her eating sometimes, and the look in her eye when she wanted Vel to think about her body under all that dray-knit cloth. Now she remembers the night in Gorman like a vivid fever, a night with a temperature. She remembers how she felt like she was meeting Cinta all over again, how it was a miracle how much they could both change. She remembers the color of Cinta's underwear and the unfolding scar still pink and rubbery over Cinta's abdomen. She remembers Cinta saying, "I want you with me now." Vel thinks she remembers Cinta leaving the Imperial base on Aldani and looking up at the eye. She thinks she remembers Cinta when she was lying alone and hurt in some anonymous bed. But she doesn't, because she wasn't there. The end. Written work posted May 2025, audio recorded May 2025. Thanks for listening.